Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. And we're celebrating Veterans Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Veterans Day to all who served, all who took the oath, who suited up, served for any period of time in any military unit, and stood a post and stood by for their country to call them. And we celebrate you today. Matt Marsh is one of those guys. He spent 6 years in the military, rolled out of the Army as an infantry officer, an 03 captain, having served honorably, and now is in got his own business. So Matt, does one of the things that I encourage people to do is to hire veterans, hire anyone who's had military training. Because they know something about discipline, they know something about organization, they know about delegation, they know about chain of command, they know what high quality training looks like, and how to give it and receive it, and they probably, if they're not already there, they know what a leader looks like. What do you think?
Well, I think you're spot on. I think one of the things, especially as an entrepreneur, you really need to draw on a couple of the skills that you developed in the Army. And I think one of the things that I really lean on is my ability to problem solve. So I spent a couple years as an XO, an infantry XO. And really you're the chief logistician in an Army company. You know, you're managing 200 personnel, you're managing the fuel, the food, the lodging for all these people.
And you're the commander's boy too, aren't you?
Well, exactly, and boy is in air quotes because, you know, oftentimes you're doing the work that the commander doesn't want to do.
That's right.
But with that being said, you know, we were training in California, and being on the East Coast, I had to figure out, okay, well, how am I going to get my equipment across the country? So you're looking at this big problem in its aggregate, and I think one of the things that the Army really taught me how to do was, you know, you got to compartmentalize some of these larger issues. You got to break down a larger problem into smaller parts. That's really how you tackle something. And I think that's something that I leverage every day. I look at, you know, starting a business, building a brand, launching myself in my real estate career. Well, how do I build a book of business? Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But you know, you really need to break that down into smaller parts. You got to start using direct mail campaign. You got to start building a brand. I've started an online blog. You got to start kind of working search engine optimization, hopefully driving site traffic. And when you break down the larger problem of building a book of business into smaller parts, it becomes manageable.
Right. And that's the kind of thing that I want people who are considering becoming part of the military. And we have according to Terrence Hayes with the VFW, the military has a recruiting problem right now. They're challenged with recruiting people. I want people who are thinking about this, or parents who might not encourage their children to go in the military, they're going to get an experience that is going to be loaded to the gills with different kinds of skills and capability and insights and understanding. And they're gonna grow up in 2 years or 4 years of service. They're gonna grow up 20 years. They'll go in as men and girls, and they'll come out as boys and girls. They'll come out as men and women. And I think that's something that might not be stressed enough these days. What do you think, Matt?
Well, you know, I agree. And I think to add on to that a little bit. I mean, you talk about growing up, but you're really forced to deal with a variety of people from different backgrounds. We all grow up in a bubble. We all live in our own echo chambers. But the second you join the military, I mean, I grew up in Massachusetts. And I was serving alongside people who grew up in towns in Georgia that I couldn't even pronounce.
Or Puerto Rico. You probably had Puerto Rico members of you probably
well, exactly, or Puerto Rico, yeah, or yeah, Los Angeles, or New York City, and you're thrust into the ultimate melting pot, and you're forced to serve alongside these people, mm, to lead these people,
or follow them,
to follow orders from these people, mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah,
and I think it's really you won't get
that concentrated. The concentration of those kinds of experiences, those kinds of perspectives, those kinds of understand the journey of understanding concentrated in a 2 or 3 or 4 year military career cannot be replicated anywhere else on the planet. What do you think? Last thoughts, Matt?
Well, I mean, you're right. You know, I thought I knew a lot at 18. I thought my dad didn't know a whole lot. I thought I knew even more graduating college. And now I know at 29, about 8 months removed from the Army, that I know a whole lot more than I did then. And I thank my service in the Army for that.
Yeah.
I thank some tough love for my dad, and I thank being forced to grow up, and now I'm embarking on this new journey, and I think all those skills that I've developed as a result of the military are certainly helping me now.
Matt, we want to follow your career. Will you come back?
Absolutely, if I'm invited.
You just were. So give us the website one more time, please.
My website is mattamarsh.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Hey, Matt, thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day. Say hi
thank
to
you
your
very
dad.
Much, Jim.
And good luck to you. Matt Marsh.
Absolutely. Happy Veterans
gentlemen.
Day.
A great American, a great young American, and the future of America. People like Matt. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.